The New York SAFE Act, the gun control legislation fast-tracked by Governor Andrew Cuomo and passed by the state legislature last month, has local governments trying to figure out how to implement it and how they're going to pay for the rollout. Public meetings and information sessions have been standing room only in communities from Gloversville to Salisbury to Harpersfield. Republican Assemblyman Mark Butler represents Herkimer County and Illion, the hometown of Remington Arms. Since the SAFE Act was passed, several states have been trying to lure the gun maker out of New York. Butler tells WAMC News he has drafted legislation to repeal what he calls the most onerous parts of the bill.
It essentially seeks to modify some of the definitions of what are termed assault weapons in the SAFE Act. There are a number of changes that have made what were, up until a few weeks ago, perfectly legal sporting firearms, suddenly overnight they became weapons that are banned now for sale in New York State.
Last Friday, the Schoharie County Board of Supervisors voted 15-1 to pass a resolution opposing the SAFE Act. On Wednesday, the Greene County Legislature voted 13-1 to adopt a resolution opposing the law. Wayne Speenberg is the chairman.
The one resolution was opposing the SAFE Act, the way it was written and the way it went down, as far as going to bed and getting up the next morning to find out we have a gun law.
Speenberg says the legislature also unanimously adopted a resolution opposing a state assembly bill authored by Democrat Felix Ortiz that calls for requiring gun owners to carry liability insurance of no less than $1 million as a condition of gun ownership. That bill has been referred to the Assembly's Insurance Committee. It has not picked up a companion piece in the state Senate. I asked Speenberg if the gun issue has politicians divided along party lines.
We are 8-6, Republican to Democrat. So we had all the Democrat side with us on one, and one Democrat posed the one on the unsafe act. In Greene County, I think that we had across the aisle agreement.
In Columbia County, officials worry the new law may force the hiring of an additional employee or two to process paperwork. Lawmakers in Sullivan County are looking closely at their options. Republican Assemblyman Pete Lopez, who represents Schoharie County and portions of Shenango, Columbia, Delaware, Greene, Otsego, and Ulster counties, says the gun conversation is far from over.
It was acknowledged even during the debate that there were serious flaws in the bill as proposed. I think this discussion will be with us for some time. I expect there'll be many more bills that will be carried forward, particularly in the Assembly. But I expect in the current Senate configuration, probably in the Senate as well.
The Delaware County Board of Supervisors will vote on an anti-SAFE Act resolution at their next regular monthly meeting Wednesday, February 27th. Chairman Jim Eisel, supervisor of Harpersfield, told the Watershed Post that the resolution would be sent out to supervisors for review on Friday. Eisel expects the bill will pass. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.